Hi, it's your girl Tasha and
Amaya.
Welcome to our channel. Baby, when I tell you, this is my granddaughter. She is
10 years old. I make my own bracelets. I sell them and I'm going to come up with a new business.
Oh, this. And so we were sitting here. We literally dropped our feet is tired. So we came up with this revelation, right? So we've been in Burlington Coat Factory in our local area, and we literally decided to walk. Now, mind you, we left the house, y'all. Y'all know how it is when you're supposed to just leave to go get some tissue, some toilet tissue. And the family send the most craziest extroverted people out to go get one minor thing. Can we say we've been gone for how long now?
4 hours.
4 hours. Y'all know when the girl get out and shopping and things and smelling stuff, candles, perfume. But nonetheless, as we were getting in our extra steps, we made it back to the car. And I was just telling baby girl, I'm like, you know what? We had a destination. So she was like, tell me what you said when I sit down. Just,
I was like, watch where you sit down. And she said it. Oh, yes.
Yes. So when I sat in the car, there was so much release and pressure off your girl's feet, her back, her hips. And I was telling my grandgirlie here, I'm like, just imagine if we didn't have a destination. Like, didn't have a end destination where we can actually rest. Then if we didn't, life just walking ends up being very, very tiresome. So I was like, girl, let's do a whole podcast about that. Is the essence of life. If you don't have a destination, life can be very, very tiresome. So yeah, so I was just like, you know what, y'all, if y'all don't do nothing else, just really make sure you have a purpose, because your purpose will drive you to your destination. Every time you look up, you'll have keeping power. When you feel like you're tired and you don't want to keep walking or going forward in what you're supposed to be doing, just keep going the course, because there is a destination in mind just for you, love. Just for you, right, my mind?
Yes.
Any other final remarks? Talk to the people, girl. We have
it. You should always believe in yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
And never give up.
Never give up?
Yeah.
Okay. So what would you say to the person out there that's listening and they feel like they want to give up? What tips would you give that person? Like,
girl, I would say, girl, you got this. Don't let anybody pull you down. You are you. Always believe in you. Never let anybody else tell you different. You got this. Believe in yourself.
That's right. Yes. All right. Y'all heard it from the one and only Amaya Johnson, a.k.a. Bree Mackin, oldest daughter, a.k.a. Pumpkin. Okay. The world most creative, big-hearted, allergic to everything person that I know, right? So yeah, she is allergic. Tell them about the little allergy test, because some people listening, they probably don't know, just like we didn't know. Your girl is allergic to everything, just about. Tell them how that was.
Oh yeah, it was horrible. My back was hurting for weeks. It was just horrible.
She had the test. She had the allergy test. They put all the little prickies on her back. And at the end of it, we got a report. And she is allergic to quite a few things. And so if you guys are in your area, no matter what part of the country, and you feel like, oh my goodness, I have allergies, I'm itching, or your nose and all of this, if you have reoccurring signs of allergies, I would really encourage you guys to go to a ear, nose, and throat specialist. Is it ear, nose, and throat, or was it like an allergist?
I think it was an allergist.
Okay, it's an allergist. I think it's worth, in fact, I want to put myself on the calendar, because that was very helpful. So like all the different types of grass, I think it was what? Cats?
It was like cats, trees, grass, peanuts.
Ooh.
What else? Cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Milk. I think it was milk.
Yes, dairy.
Yeah, I was allergic to dairy badly.
Yes, and guys, the thing about trees, even if you're a city person and you're like, oh, we're not even around a lot of mature trees, the actual report, the allergy test, it really specifically broke down what type of trees that she's allergic to. So kind of like some different ways too with milk and soy products. Even though we don't have cats personally, you know, in your neighborhood, or like our neighbors have cats, those type of thing, like the cat come in your yard and all this stuff, or even like kids, they like to be, you know, especially ours, we try to make sure that they're outside more than in the house on a computer or on a game. So being outside playing, what kids need to be doing, you know, they're around grass and trees all the time, whether they're at school, at home, or whatever. And so just be mindful, because sometimes when they have allergies to those things, like she said, even peanuts, you guys know, sometimes if you have an allergy to peanuts, it can be like really, really serious. Like, so just keep those things in mind, because it's one thing to like, you know, summertime mosquitoes is very disrespectful. Like literally, we went in Target right now, you guys, and we really went to the back of the store to get some mosquito spray and anti-itching cream, and literally had to bust open the packet before we paid for it just to give her some relief, because your girl, I think
I was itching horribly.
Yes.
I when we were walking, I told my grandma to stop for a little bit because I had like a really bad itch, and it's horrible.
Yeah, so that can be very, you know, you're trying to get through the day, and here you are, and y'all know how these, if you don't have allergies, people that have allergies, like on a lot of levels, they're very sensitive, right? So any little bite or anything can flare up. So her leg is literally red, and you know, the more you scratch, the more you itching, and so you can just break skin and cause infection in your skin. Just to kind of give you an FYI, because little people, they like to be on the go, and sometimes they'll be like, grandma, mama, scratch my back real quick, and then want to run right back out there and play. Just make sure that if it's reoccurring to the level of you're noticing some red in the skin or constantly itching and sneezing, consider talking to the doctor about getting your little ones an allergy test. And even you adults that are listening, get you an allergy test. Sometimes, like, you can take Claritin over-the-counter stuff for so long that your body gets immune to it. It's like eating candy, right? Like, your body needs more to kind of take off the allergy symptoms, like itching and sneezing and stuff. So sometimes you might not sneeze or itch, but maybe your nasal passage, you're always feeling like you can't smell. Like for me, my smelling was a little bit not on point. Like, so I think I went to an ear, nose, and throat back in the day, and I had a test, and there were no nasal blockages or polyps or whatnot. But I was even able to talk to the doctor about the possibility of having allergy shots to kind of knock off some of the symptoms. So anyway, we got into that just because that was a part of our outing. But the more important thing too is just part of, I think, what Sister Girl said. What did you say? Believe in yourself?
Always believe in yourself and never give up.
Never give up. So even with allergies, even with health and school and life, your girl said, don't ever get up. So I don't
ever give up and always believe in yourself.
Alrighty. Y'all heard her. Okay, until next time, take care of your health. Your health is your wealth. Allergies and all, socks and draws. Take care of yourself and believe
in yourself.
Poo-poos. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So she was like, tell me what you said when I sit down. Just,
I was like, watch when you sit down. And she said, oh, yes.
Yeah, so when I sat in the car, there was so much.
Welcome to the Talk to Tasha podcast, a place where we keep it real. We got real people, real solutions, and real talk, not even in that order. But today's episode, we're going to talk about how to break up with excuses. Got to break up with excuses, y'all. Y'all know it's Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. Y'all know that we are, you know, as a nation dealing with quite a few things before us, right? And so what I want to tell you on today is, how is your excuses causing you not to live your whole life? Not a piece of your life, not the piece that, you know, gets up when you're feeling fluffy. You know, we got to be able to press through some of these trying times. And I want to challenge you listeners that's out there, you can honestly say that, you know, making an excuse, whether you got laid off or whether you got things going on at home or whether the job is tripping with your last check and promotions and anything in between of the sorts, I need you to understand that you are bigger than your circumstance. It's at the point where if someone wants to come and bless you and they want to help you, can you stand to be helped right now? You know, you hide now. You know, I'm encountering folks, you know, you go to pick them up, to help them out, to take them to the grocery store. You tell them to be ready. You get there. Oh, they got distracted because they trying to watch the last little bit of Keeping Up with the Joneses episode. Well, then you go ask Vivica Fox to give you a ride. At this point, people trying to squeeze you in their schedule. Gas is what it is. They coming to you to help out with the little resources that they have. And a lot of people not grateful. You sitting up on your butt waiting and people dipping out. And I've had people come and say, you know, so-and-so tripping. No, baby, they not tripping. They requiring more of themselves. And they starting to recognize when they're not being appreciated. And if you all up in your feelings and unresolved, you taking stuff personal. Well, you need to take some things personal. You need to break up with your excuses. When people there to help you, you got to be willing to help yourself and get up off the pity party, because we all have one. You know, you out here trying to write a book about all your problems. Don't nobody want problems. They want solutions to their problems. Can you give them a solution on your journey of hard knocks? Because everybody got a stack of problems that they have of their own. They not trying to spend $29.99, $19.99 with your promo code 20 or 50% off to read your stuff. They want to feel better. And if you making excuses, well, you know, my purses didn't sell this month. My book didn't sell this month. My retreat didn't sell this month. Have you sat down long enough to work with people that know how to get where you're trying to go and be open to the critical feedback so you can be successful? But if you all up in your feelings, you want to have these imaginary haters that goes on in your head. Y'all know about them imaginary haters. You know, haters exist. Don't get me wrong. But the imaginary hater is the one that you create that don't even exist. Because the need to feel like somebody want what you got, the need to feel hated on, is trending right now. And I'm going to tell you, if that's where you are right now, and if that's what's going to help you move your feet to have an imaginary hater to focus on what you need to handle by way of competing with yourself, that's all it is. You got imaginary hater, compete with yourself. Because a lot of us, you know, we encounter people that, you know, I'm finna one up on them. I'm finna prove to my family that I'm not what they thought I was going to be. So I'm finna be wildly successful to prove something to somebody. And that's not a healthy place to be. But if that's where you are, that's just what it is. Start somewhere. Start somewhere. And if you got an imaginary hater, then you're just competing against yourself. Compete against yourself. Have fun with it. But what you can't do is keep making excuses and believing that the next person have more strength to carry your stuff. They don't have the ability to carry your stuff. That's not their responsibility. You know, I attempted to help a old colleague. She was going through some things in her career, and I literally spent my time away from my family to help her out on the matter, to get inside some doors, told her to get in there, take care of business, don't come make friends, get what you got to get. It's not a healthy work environment to be there long term. Come get your clinical hours and get out. And this same wolf went in and did the contrary. Sat at the table of pit bulls who tried to slander my name. Oh, how we forget. And there's no other thing for, like me, I like to have that conversation with the person so they'll know why I'm not fooling with them. But a coward, they tuck their tails and hide out. And then they wonder why. Let me tell you the rule of thumb. You can never vibrate at the highest of what you're supposed to vibrate at by biting off the hand that feeds you, by being at the table with wolves and sitting up there just destroying the name of people. And then at the same breath, asking God to bring you about increase. And the same people that's there for you, rooting for you, encouraging you, and really seeing a forecast and a great future with you on your behalf when you don't see it. And you turn around and slander their name. And now you make an excuse why you back at square zero. Oh, how it's funny we forget the things we do to people and what we say to people. And you done mastered the life of somebody else and don't know where your life is at. Stop making excuses and watch your life change. Let me know if this was helpful. Let me know if it's helpful, because see, we're not going to get where we need to be making excuses about the truth. And then talking about some Juneteenth and we free, and you over here in your red, white, and blue, and fireworks, exploding fireworks, and you got some explosive behaviors on the inside of you that need to be revealed. You got to hear the truth, and the truth will set you free. Share this broadcast with somebody. Have a conversation about it, and tell me what you think. Give me your feedback. I want to hear from you. Talk to you soon. Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Tasha. What's up? You know, we keep it real. We got real convos, real solutions, real talk. Not even in that order, but you feel me. What's up? So here's what I'm going to say. I know I'm going to lose some of y'all. I know some of y'all are going to talk real, real bad. But you know, in the journey of life, the truth may hurt, but it's nothing to fear. Say it with me. The truth may hurt, but it's nothing to fear. I am going to be using my social work lens and my social work voice. I have to get this out my system, okay? Some of y'all need to get some stuff out y'all system, meaning your truth is your stuff. Get it out your system, put it in the atmosphere, and I promise you, your head won't be hurt no more. You won't be constipated no more. Girl, you need to just get that stuff out. Okay, so now that we know that I'm finna get mine out, I need you to just sit in what I'm finna tell you right now. I need you guys, I seriously, honestly need you guys to stop having this mindset that you chasing free shit, okay? I said what I said. Get out of this mindset of chasing free shit, meaning you don't go after life at the vibration in which you deserve, because you got this scarcity mindset that you willing to chase down stuff that's free. Instead of working your buns off, being effective, being intentional, and unpacking the gift inside of you. And then you train your kids to go after free shit. You rather take a long, exhaustive route to get something free than to do what you're supposed to do and level up, get up early, stay up late if you got to, follow through with what you got to follow through with to get what you got to get. Yes, this is my social work voice, it's my mama voice, grandmama voice, or whatever. It's the truth anyhow. Somebody that dropped y'all when y'all was little, you done bumped your head. Okay, get up, take a Tylenol, and get back into the race of life. You chasing free stuff, and that is going to limit you every time. Folks giving you opportunity, you don't want it because you'd rather just stand in a long line of free stuff. And you wonder why you stuck like Chuck when he on the run. So that is my truth. I see it. I've seen it. Okay? I've seen it. I witnessed it. I've been social working and trying to, you know, get people the ability to change their mind. You have the right to change your mindset. Your mindset, your mind is a tool. You get to put a little oil on it, squeak it, tune it up, and do what you got to do. But living in lack, limitations, as if the world owes you something, the long lines that you're standing in for free shit, you could have built your own stuff while the next person's still in line hoping to be called on. You know, they're giving you free stuff so you can depend on it. And then they turn around and snatch it up from you, and then you looking stupid. We've had these countless examples over and over and over again down through the years. It ain't nothing new under the sun. You balling out of control. Rent $8. Okay? But you letting people know you ain't got a lick of money. You got the money, you just misallocating it. And then you grooming your kids to just sign up and lie and sign up for free shit and just keep lying for free shit. That is not how life works. That is not an abundant mindset. That's scarcity 101. But you a diva. But you a leader. But you a legacy builder. What are you building your legacy on? Lack? You building your legacy on, you know, lying to systems in order to come up superficially? You building your legacy on laziness and slowfulness because after all, you don't feel like it. It's too hot. It's too cold. Somebody else can come pick me up and give me an application of nothingness when all I got to do is fill out my stuff and the rest of the world going to take care of you. Pull it together. Ain't no need to be talking about we free. I think you get mixed up. Freedom and wanting and getting free shit as a lifestyle, them two different conversations, two different things. Don't even get yourself caught up in that mess. Because the same meetings that got you lined up in the heat to get the free shit, the other boys is having meetings, how you get generationally attached to it so they can yank it from you. And then you looking stupid. You smarter than that. You bigger than that. And I'm talking to you as a person that's been on every voucher that the voucher can get. Ain't nothing wrong with getting those temporary services to get yourself leveled out. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't miss the whole point. But the problem is when you depend on stuff, you assume that the bottom won't fall up out of it. You assume that, you know, some kind of way somebody owe you something. You assume that, like, soon as you get a raise or get that job, that you still want to hold on to your free shit and not release your hands into the system that allowed you to have that $8 rent. That's not how the world works. You done got the benefits of it, and now when you get in the marketplace and the workplace and you working and they taxing your money like everybody else, oh, baby, you get to play the game on both sides. It's not just one way. And so that is my freedom, get off my chestness podcast for today, is get your mind in a position of abundance. Get your mind in a position of leadership for your family. Get up off of this, the world owe me some stuff. I deserve all kind of free stuff. I'm not going to put in the max total of my ability because I'd rather suck my thumb and let everybody else do things for me. That's just wronger than two left shoes, y'all. That's wronger than two left shoes. And shout out to y'all that understand the ability to be the first in your family, to be the first millionaire, not only just with money, but physically, mentally, spiritually. You're the first in the family that's embracing what wealth is. See, you got to know the difference between being rich and being wealthy. There is a difference. I will break that down on my next podcast. Holla if you hear me. Share it with to somebody because somebody needs to be set free. You stuck because the lack that you're living in, that's not what God wants for you. He wants you to up the ante. There's so much more to your life and destiny than feeling like you got to lie to systems to get there. That's not how we going to rock this. If we going to be truly free, let's be grown and be true free in all areas of our lives. This your girl Tasha. See you on the next one. I holla. Hey, y'all. It's your girl Tasha. What's up? You know, we keep it real. We got real combos, real solutions, real talk. Not even in that order, but you feel me. What's up? So here's what I'm going to say. I know I'm finna lose some of y'all. I know some of y'all finna talk real, real bad. But you know, in the journey of life, the truth may hurt, but it's nothing to fear. Say it with me. The truth may hurt, but it's nothing to fear. I am going to be using my social work lens and my social work voice. I have to get this out my system, okay? Some of y'all need to get some stuff out y'all system. Meaning your truth is your stuff. Get it out your system. Put it in the atmosphere. And I promise you, your head won't be hurt no more. You won't be constipated no more. Girl, you need to just get that stuff out. Okay, so now that we know that I'm finna get mine out, I need you to just sit in what I'm finna tell you right now. I need you guys. I seriously, honestly need you guys to stop having this mindset that you chasing free shit, okay? I said what I said. Get out of this mindset of chasing free shit, meaning you don't go after life at the vibration in which you deserve because you got this scarcity mindset that you willing to chase down stuff that's free. Instead of working your buns off, being effective, being intentional, and unpacking the gift inside of you. And then you train your kids to go after free shit. You rather take a long, exhaustive route to get something free than to do what you're supposed to do and level up, get up early, stay up late if you got to, follow through with what you got to follow through with to get what you got to get. Yes, this is my social work voice. It's my mama voice, grandmama voice, or whatever. It's the truth anyhow. Somebody that dropped y'all when y'all was little, you done bumped your head. Okay, get up, take a Tylenol, and get back into the race of life. You chasing free stuff, and that is going to limit you every time. Folks giving you opportunity, you don't want it. Because you'd rather just stand in a long line of free stuff. And you wonder why you stuck like Chuck when he on the run. So that is my truth. I see it. I've seen it. Okay? I've seen it. I witnessed it. I've been social working and trying to, you know, get people the ability to change their mind. You have the right to change your mindset. Your mindset, your mind is a tool. You get to put a little oil on it, squeak it, tune it up, and do what you got to do. But living in lack, limitations, as if the world owes you something, the long lines that you're standing in for free shit, you could have built your own stuff while the next person's still in line hoping to be called on. You know, they're giving you free stuff. so you could depend on it. And then they turn around and snatch it up from you, and then you looking stupid. We've had these countless examples over and over and over again down through the years. It ain't nothing new under the sun. You balling out of control. Rent $8. Okay? But you letting people know you ain't got a lick of money. You got the money, you just misallocating it. And then you grooming your kids to just sign up and lie and sign up for free shit and just keep lying for free shit. That is not how life works. That is not an abundant mindset. That's scarcity 101. But you a diva. But you a leader. But you a legacy builder. What are you building your legacy on? Lack? You building your legacy on, you know, lying to systems in order to come up superficially? You building your legacy on laziness and slothfulness? Because after all, you don't feel like it. It's too hot. It's too cold. Somebody else can come pick me up and give me an application of nothingness. What all I got to do is fill out my stuff and the rest of the world going to take care of you. Pull it together. Ain't no need to be talking about we free. I think you get mixed up. Freedom and wanting and getting free shit as a lifestyle, them two different conversations, two different things. Don't even get yourself caught up in that mess. Because the same meetings that got you lined up in the heat to get the free shit, the other boys is having meetings, how you get generationally attached to it so they can yank it from you. And then you looking stupid. You smarter than that. You bigger than that. And I'm talking to you as a person that's been on every voucher that the voucher can get. Ain't nothing wrong with getting those temporary services to get yourself leveled out. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't miss the whole point. But the problem is when you depend on stuff, you assume that the bottom won't fall up out of it. You assume that, you know, some kind of way somebody owe you something. You assume that, like, soon as you get a raise or get that job, that you still want to hold on to your free shit and not release your hands into the system that allowed you to have that $8 rent. That's not how the world works. You done got the benefits of it. And now when you get in the marketplace and the workplace and you working and they taxing your money like everybody else, oh, baby, you get to play the game on both sides. It's not just one way. And so that is my freedom, get off my chestness podcast for today. Is get your mind in a position of abundance. Get your mind in a position of leadership for your family. Get up off of this. The world owe me some stuff. I deserve all kind of free stuff. I'm not going to put in the max total of my ability because I'd rather suck my thumb and let everybody else do things for me. That's just wronger than two left shoes, y'all. That's wronger than two left shoes. And shout out to y'all that understand the ability to be the first in your family, to be the first millionaire, not only just with money, but physically, mentally, spiritually. You the first in the family that's embracing what wealth is. See, you got to know the difference between being rich and being wealthy. There is a difference. I will break that down on my next podcast. Holla if you hear me. Share it with to somebody because somebody needs to be set free. You stuck because the lack that you living in, that's not what God wants for you. He wants you to up the ante. There's so much more to your life and destiny than feeling like you got to lie to systems to get there. That's not how we going to rock this. If we going to be truly free, let's be grown and be true free in all areas of our lives. This is your girl, Tasha. See you on the next one. I holla.